Good morning. The Lord has such an undying love for his flock, for those who are called and chosen according to his beloved purposes. The theme that the Lord has laid on my heart for this flock this day is that he has made a covenant with the Gentiles. Can you hear me okay? You know, in Hebrew, the word Gentiles and nations is the same word, goyim. So anywhere in the scripture, some of our translations might say, I love the nations, or I call the nations. That's the same word, Gentiles. And in the Old Testament, you might have noticed there was kind of like two populations. There was this tiny population called Israel, and there was this vast other population called the nations, or the Gentiles. And it's a very common belief, and it's not completely a wrong belief, but the Lord has given me a deeper aspect of this. It's a common belief that when Jesus came and died on the cross, that's when he made a covenant with the Gentiles. That's a common understanding, that before Jesus came and died on the cross, he only had a covenant with Israel. But when he died on the cross, it was good news to bring in the Gentiles. Now, that is a true statement, that the Gentiles are all brought in through his love and through his blood and through his sacrifice. That's true. But the Lord showed me to teach today that he made a covenant with the Gentiles way before the Messiah came as a baby to be born and to live and to teach and to heal and to die on the cross and to be raised and ascended from the Mount of Olives. He made a covenant with the Gentiles. And he wants you to understand that it was always his heart to have you in his arms. And it was always his promise, and it's an eternal promise. And it goes so far back, it really surprised me. So we're going to look at a number of scriptures. If you like to look them up, I'm going to keep you very busy. And if you like to just listen, you'll also get something out of it. I'd like to just give a few to begin in Isaiah, just two that he brought me to. Isaiah was written in 800 BC, but we're going to even go back farther than that in a few minutes. But Isaiah chapter 2, I'm just going to read a few to put his word in your heart. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. In the last days, that's us, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Is that a last day's word? That's what the Lord said it was. And for one other witness from Isaiah, there are many others, but let's just turn to Isaiah 56 to prove that he made a covenant with the Gentiles. Isaiah 56 and verse 6. By the way, I'm just going to back up to verse 3 and read that for you. Isaiah 56, 3. Let no foreigner who has bound himself to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. And let not any eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. Those who do not have physical offspring or cannot, for a number of reasons, let them never say, I have no heritage, I have no seed to birth upon the earth. And then in verse 6, he says, the foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to serve him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy